look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning, we're looking at question 77. Wherein do justification and sanctification differ? Although sanctification be inseparably joined with justification, yet they differ in that God in justification imputes the righteousness of Christ, and sanctification his Spirit infuses grace and enables to the exercise thereof. In the former, sin is pardoned, in the other, it is subdued. The one does equally free all believers from the revenging wrath of God, and that perfectly in this life, that they never fall into condemnation. The other is neither equal in all nor in this life perfect in any, but growing up to perfection. Now, so far as we've gone through, I outlined the question and we move forward. But given the comparative nature of question 77, we're going to do a little structure different this morning. Instead, we're going to look at justification and wherein it stands, and sanctification, wherein it stands. And so you'll see the difference we can think of imputed versus infused. Sin pardoned, whereas enabled to not sin. It's equal in all and frees all believers, whereas it's not equal and it's imperfect. So let's look. So sanctification is inseparably joined to justification, though they differ. And so he who is justified will be sanctified. You can't say, well, I was justified, but I'm just going to continue in my sins. So, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And so the two are linked. So in justification, God imputes the righteousness of Christ, just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts not a sin. And so in justification, we see that God is accounting Christ's righteousness to you. There is no infusing here. There is accounting, imputing. Sin is pardoned and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So sin is overcome in sanctification. It is pardoned in justification. And again, it equally frees all believers from the revenging wrath of God perfectly in this life, and they never fall into condemnation. And so we can see that though in this life, those who truly believe may be cast into all manner of trials, tribulations, losses, and crosses, they cannot be condemned utterly. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our consciences from dead works to serve the living God? And so, whereas it is perfect, it is continued. In sanctification, sin is subdued. In sanctification, it is complete. There is this infusion so that you now are given the strength to overcome this, that the blood of goats and bulls might have been enough to bring pardon in the old covenant, but now the blood of Christ brings life eternally. And so you're in sanctification, sin is subdued. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. And that's what's going on. It's being brought to nothing. Yet, as we see, it's not equally being brought to nothing, nor is it perfect in this life. I'm writing these things to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I'm writing to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. And so we have this, but it's different. You have young men, you have old men, you have fathers in the faith. Not perfect. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and the word is not in us. And so there is no perfection. Anybody who teaches you a perfectionism in this life is deceiving you and lying to you. Though you are being brought up into full perfection, so that on that day Christ shall present you without spot or blemish, but it will not be so in this life. So we see in justification that punctiliar pardon that is equal. In sanctification, we see this ongoing pardon process, whereby we are made righteous, but yet it will not be completed until the day of Christ Jesus, but it will be completed in the day of Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.